hey there. I hope you don't mind. I let myself in. I wanted to lounge around and wait for you to show up. Oh, I'm sorry. Where are my manners? I should introduce myself. I'm Kinky Heart Bear. You've heard of the Care Bears, right? Well, I'm a special kind of Care Bear. That's better. You look a little calmer. People always get a little surprised when they see me. You probably thought Care Bears weren't real, huh? Just some silly show. You're also older than the actual kids the Care Bears deal with, so why would one just show up in your home? You're a grown-up! The thing is, Care Bears exist to help people with their feelings. Each of them has a specialty. Friend Bear, Bedtime Bear, even Grumpy Bear. They help people to understand and express their feelings, so they can put more caring in the world. But when people grow up, they also usually start to get sexual feelings. Sometimes they're kind of strange. If they're very strange, and they can't find others who share them, they'll start to feel lonely. They'll think there's no one out there who'd relate. A lot of them think what they like is too weird or scary. Some of them don't even like sex itself, but have special desires all the same. So, I head up a special unit of Care Bears and Care Bear cousins called the Kink Bears. I know, you're wondering what all this has got to do with you. I'm getting to that. We make it our mission to fulfill fantasies and bring joy into people's hearts. As Kink Bears and Kink Bear cousins, we have very special abilities that help us do that. And some of us are very specialized. You see, we heard that you have a very special fantasy, so I brought a very special friend with me today. It is my pleasure to introduce you to Gulp Heart Orca!
Hi.
Whoops. I gotcha. You took quite a tumble there. Gulp Heart likes surprising folks like that. He's pretty stealthy for such a big orca, huh?
Sorry. I just love surprising my prey.
That's right. Prey. Gulp Heart here is going to do what you've always wanted. That thing you'd never admit you secretly want deep down inside.
Uh-huh. I'm going to eat you.
Now, don't go trying to deny it. We know how excited you are by the idea of a big, hungry predator like Gulp Heart here gobbling you up. Kink Bears are kind of like Santa Claus that way. We see you when you're fapping, and we know when you're awake. And looking at porn!
Yep. Don't worry, you'll love it inside me. It's very warm and comfortable. Also, as a Kink Bear, it's very important for me to only do things when it's what you want.
That's right! Don't worry, though. We can sense your feelings, too. So even if you get really scared and ask us to stop, we'll know when you really want to keep going.
Like now. You're kind of thinking we might be lying, huh? Don't worry. I know you're not ready to get eaten yet. I'm going to wait until you're all nice and comfortable.
You're starting to get that way now, though, aren't you? Starting to relax? Hoping it's true?
I sure hope so. You're really tasty looking. I'm drooling just thinking about stuffing you in my fat belly.
Gulp Heart's been talking about how much he wants to eat you all day.
It's true. I'm so hungry, and you look like you're really gonna hit the spot.
Bet you never had someone look at you like that, have ya? That's Gulp Heart's hungry look. See that big, thick orca tongue he's licking his lips with? That'll feel great sliding over your body. How about you go ahead and get undressed for him?
Oh yeah, please. I want to see all of my tasty snack.
That's it. Take off your top. Now your shoes and your bottoms. Good job. We'll let you decide if you want to keep on your under things and socks. Just let Gulp Heart get a good look at you.
Oh, man. You look really delicious. Oh, gosh. I really want to swallow you. I can just imagine what you're going to be like, all squirmy inside of me. I'm going to need Kinky Heart to rub my belly while you get settled. Can I eat you now, please?
I think we should do something a little more convincing, Galpart. Hey, how about you put your hand in Galpart's mouth and let him get a good taste of you?
Oh, yeah. I promise I won't eat you yet.
Feel that? That warm, slippery mouth all over your hand? Slipping up and sliding over your arm? Put it in a little more. Galpart will let you feel his throat muscles. Just a sneak preview. Well, looks like he's got you now. Maybe he won't actually let you go. Would you like that? He's up to your shoulder. His breath's warm on your face, huh? Just a little more and you're gone. There, see? He let you go. Told you that you could trust us.
Yeah, I only want willing meals. That made me super hungry, though. You really are as tasty as you look. Can I please eat you now?
Maybe you're a little unsure still. Kind of worried that maybe once you're inside, it won't be everything you imagined. Maybe you'll be disappointed. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, after all. Well, tell you what. If you tell Galpart just what you want him to do after he swallows you, that's exactly what he'll do. You've been pretty quiet so far, but go ahead and tell him what you want. Don't worry, I promise he'll really hear you.
Uh-huh. Be real honest with me. I'm not going to judge you or try to convince you to do anything else. It doesn't matter how weird it is, either. I just want to make you happy.
Mm-hmm. Now go ahead. Really say it out loud. Aw. See, that wasn't so bad, was it? That was very brave of you to be honest about what you really want.
That's so awesome, too. I'm going to remember getting to eat you forever.
I love happy endings. Well, I think it's time, Galpart. Bon appetit!
Yep. Oh, and before I forget, nice meeting you, Tasty Treat.
There we go. He's going to start at your feet so I can talk to you for a bit and keep you calm while he eats. Aren't you glad you decided about your socks? Bet that feels nice, doesn't it? Wow, Galpart sure is hungry. He's already swallowed your knees. You can feel his throat around your feet now, huh? Let me just help you lift your butt up a little and... whoops! He's really got you now. His tongue is right under your butt. Let me just push you a little here and get you nice and wedged in. Yeah. There you go. Oh, careful now. Put your hands on your sides there. Perfect. Nice and streamlined. Your shoulders are slipping right in. Yeah, he's warm and slick, huh? That's what insides are like. Hang on, Galpart. Don't swallow that cutie's head yet. Well, looks like you're getting just what you wanted, huh? I'm glad you let us help you out. Don't be scared now. I'm sure you're going to love your stay in Galpart, however long it is. Mwah. Bye!
Hey,
Hey everyone, this is your special bear friend Kinky Heart.
And me, Galpart Orca.
We're here to talk to you about a very important thing. Safe words.
That's right. Safe words are there to help keep you safe and out of bad situations. Kink bears have magic to keep people safe and happy, but safe words are like a special kind of magic you can use at home.
A safe word is something that you say that you wouldn't normally say during kinky play. When you say it, you're telling the person, I need to stop what we're doing.
It could be for any reason. Maybe you think you're in danger. Maybe you don't like what's happening. Maybe you're feeling sick or really scared.
When you're ready for things to stop for any reason, you can say your safe word. It could be anything.
My favorite safe word is vanilla.
Mine too. It's tasty and ironic. Because kinks are the opposite of vanilla.
Delicious. I need a diet high in irony.
Oh, go part.
It's a good idea to only use it when you really want things to stop, though.
You should really only do kinky stuff with people you trust, in safe situations. If someone tells you that you don't need a safe word, even if you like them a lot, you can always tell them no and leave.
If someone doesn't respect your safe word, you don't have to play with that person again. You deserve to be safe and happy.
That's right. So remember, everyone, to always be safe, sane, and consensual. You deserve it.
Yeah, and also remember,
we love you!